I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The results of Ukraine's elections are a mix of hope and uncertainty. For the first time since 1991, Ukraine is likely to lack a communist voice in its parliament. Joel Griffith of Slavic Gospel Association says the new parliament is largely pro-Europe. It's been a tense situation in Ukraine for the past several months. More than 800,000 people have been forced out of their homes. Churches are stepping up to take care of refugees and to encourage them with the hope of Christ. And in a lot of places, women are treated as something less than human. So how can you develop women leaders when their basic rights aren't even recognized? Karen Premuth of Asian Access says to develop a woman is to develop a family, a community, and a culture. A2 helps women recognize the skills God's given them, as well as trains and equips them to lead, using those skills to tell more people about Christ. Details are at our website. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University. We're podcasting on iTunes. Just search for Mission Network News to subscribe for free. I'm Ruth Kramer.